23 past 7. Look, it is with a heavy heart that I introduce Chris Taylor for the last time, well, for some time, I'd imagine. Last show tonight, and then Chris is racking off overseas. How are you, Chris?
A very good morning to you. How are you, Ross? Now, I should just warn you, I am in the nude at the moment.
I was going to say...
Some Canberra listeners this morning, I've got some balloons on and the French knickers, but still, I believe you're a little bit prudish down there.
Well, it has caused a bit of angst out here, and there were some people who walked out of the conference. This is the Greenhouse Conference. I think more protesting, though, Chris, if I can read between the lines, at the use of balloons, because we know that balloons are very bad for the environment.
That's what it was, right.
Possibly.
A simple prick would have fixed that. They could have got rid of them much sooner.
Will you be doing anything involving balloons on your final episode tonight?
I'd like to think it's a balloon special tonight. Chancellor Chadella is, he's mad for the balloons. He wouldn't be allowed in Canberra these days. There's a lot of him. He's quite hairy, but he's covered head to toe in balloons.
Maybe it's because they're red is why he's not allowed at a federal government function at the moment. Probably need to be more blue.
He'd be blue and white in the Canterbury club colours, Chaz's balloons, I would have thought. But there is actually a fairly interesting piece involving Chaz tonight on the show.
That's unusual.
What's most unusual is he didn't get arrested doing it. You've been following the whole saga with Jihad Jack Thomas.
Yes.
And I don't know why his mother christened him Jihad.
It's a funny name to give someone if he wants to keep out of trouble, isn't it?
No, I mean, can they really be surprised? He keeps getting suspected for being a terrorist. But anyway, since he's been acquitted of the terror charges, they slapped on, the curfews and the control orders and so forth, and he's not allowed to see Osama bin Laden. So, we know how much Osama loved their little chats. They loved catching up. So we arranged for Osama to come to Jihad Jack's house. Chaz drew the short straw of putting on the beard and doing a stakeout outside Jack Thomas's house, and he got him. He has this extraordinary encounter with Jihad Jack, and I won't give it all away, but Jihad Jack doesn't respond the way you think he would. It's actually quite a revealing moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It might be a world exclusive.
It might be. There's no balloons inside.
No. Did any of the TV stations fall for it?
No, this is one of the first, bizarrely, for a guy, as in Jihad Jack, who I would have thought has 24-hour surveillance and ASIO outside, they didn't arrest Chaz when Osama bin Laden came up and started hugging the guy.
Very, very strange.
They're all on the knob. They all missed it.
Yeah, mate.
Even Wynn News missed it.
Oh, dear, dear. Now, I understand you've been advising Jermaine Greer this week on the Steve Irwin situation.
Hasn't she
covered herself in glory?
Been giving a lot of advice out this week. First of all, I'd been on wardrobe duties on Today Tonight, helping Naomi pick out what to wear for Today Tonight. Did you see
Didn't she look good in the khaki?
Looked very good in khaki.
Did she know there was that crawly thing on her shoulder, though? I don't know what it was. It looked like an earless something or other, earless rat or something.
It was some kind of lizard, I think. Looking at the two of them, it was a sort of a game of spot the bigger lizard. One's been preying on the welfare cheats for years, the other one's preying on Naomi, I think, was how I read it. But it was a little bit tacky, I thought, wasn't it? She did it with Beaconsfield. She went and, had to present the show from the National Tragedy, and she did it again here. And always dresses up for the part. So, yes. As you said, khaki, green.
Theme. She's always in theme, which is good. Pity she wasn't at the function, the greenhouse function.
She would have been all balloon with a goanna or a lizard on each balloon, maybe. But she did. I think she did the Packer. When Packer died, she dressed up as a giant casino chip. When Hooksy went, she just came as a cricket bat with a big mo. She loves dressing up. Jermaine Greer, of course, was the other one who, probably put a couple of feet wrong when it came to the tragic death of Steve Irwin this week. Just lashed out. You kind of expect it from Jermaine. She's the academic version of a Tourette's, victim, isn't she? There's almost, you could sort of, talk about a young, poor Biafran child with only one day to live, and she'd go, oh, yeah, blood, had it coming.
Yeah, she's not very tactful. Chris,